time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull massive. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. So main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey, we about to go.
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal, people? Back at y'all again with another one. Make sure you share, like, subscribe to the channel. As always, it's your host that do the most, Mr. Vara himself, aka the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. We got a full house in the building today. We got the co-host in the building, the co-host of the co-host. What's up, cuz?
What's talk happening, man? LBC Messiah, the great. We're here to lead the way. Come here for the facts and no cap. At least I can speak for a few. I don't know.
Yeah,
they might put them cap hats up out of here, man. But we're going to call them on this. You know it.
Yeah. What's the deal, man? Yeah. Kali the one. Tap in. You know, man of less words. Come on.
Come on. Hey, we got a fan favorite back in the building, or should I say most hated? Because they love to hate this.
Uncle Ruck is
most loved.
Uncle Ruck is back in the building. What's the deal, bro?
You know me, not working out.
Man, for sure. You definitely eating and not working.
Look
so.
At this freaking stomach, bro. I am
And you know, once that stomach get out of control, it's hard to attain again.
You know, hey. I've just given up. I figure I'm going to have a fat ass stomach until I die.
He got a lean belly and don't drink no lean. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's lean crazy.
Wild. Hey, but it's a lot going on, man. The tariffs is going on. Tariff war. A lot of people is worried and concerned about that. This real ID thing is looking like it's becoming a reality. You know, they pushed this back for a while. So starting May 7th, you need a real ID to fly domestically unless you have an enhanced ID or a U.S. passport. So a passport, as we all know, will get you on all international flights. Enhanced IDs will get you on domestic flights, and you can drive into Canada and Mexico. The real ID will get you on domestic flights. Real IDs cannot be used to cross the border, though. The only visual difference between a real ID and an enhanced ID, real IDs have a star in the top right-hand corner. And no, they have a star in the top right-hand corner. Or is that the enhanced ID? Enhanced IDs got the star, the real IDs have the flag. Your standard ID will be no good. Oh, shit, is that right? Oh, no, it'll still be good for driving. After May 7th. So you can still drive with your regular standard ID. But outside of that, you can't do nothing with it. So my question is, what's going on with the shift? A lot of conspiracies floating around about these real IDs, because if this is the real ID, so what you saying? My previous ID was fake? You know what I'm saying? So already, like, what y'all think about
it's
this?
It's crazy because they was doing the real ID stuff before. Like when I would go to the DMV and get an ID, they would still tell you need to get a real ID after that, which never made no sense because it's the same picture, same everything on there. And even with the with this new stuff, I had went on there and tried to start filling it out. I don't know why they're so pressed before May 7th when they're requiring people to get it. And then they're also doing a facial recognition thing. So I don't know if I'm going to be fucking with that. I'm going to stick to my U.S. passport.
I think it's so they can get rid of what we have, like our identification system now. So I think we'll all be, instead of it being state to state, it'll just be one big system of them being able to access your identification.
I think it's just a money grab. I think California is billions and billions of dollars in debt. And I think that whenever a state or even countries, whenever they have what looks to be insurmountable debt, they start finding ways to basically hit people up for money, because we're gonna make something that you have in your pocket basically unusable, and now we're gonna hit you up for another hundred and something dollars for this other thing that does exactly what you got in your pocket is doing. And on top of that, let's think about this. You're gonna tell somebody they can't get on a plane if they don't have a real ID in California. But what about the place that people coming from where they don't have no requirement for a real ID? Somebody with a regular ID in Illinois could still fly into Chicago, fly into California with their regular ID, and they can fly out of California with their regular ID. This is communism. This is authoritarianism. And I believe that California, we have such close ties with Xi Jinping and the People's Republic of China, because we are trying to look at how they extract dollars and resources from their people using authoritarian decrees. If you look at the situation with the no combustion engine vehicles after 2030, did you ever vote on whether or not we should allow combustion engine vehicles to be sold in California? Of course you didn't, because it was never brought up for a vote. Gavin Newsom just made a decree. After 2030, you're not going to be able to bring no more cars into this state or sell any more cars in this state that are run on combustion engines. California is moving dangerously close to authoritarianism. And you know it's authoritarianism when the stuff they're doing makes no fucking sense. So only Californians are going to get limited. So we're prisoners in this state now.
Look, let me give y'all a little history of the Real ID. So the Real ID is the new generation driver's license or identification card that meets enhanced security standards established by the Real ID Act in 2005, which was a response to recommendations made by 9/11 commissions following the September 11th terrorist attacks. So bingo, here we go again. More conspiracy talk. This attack was pulled off, and now all of a sudden we need all this enhanced security, right? Because that's what we lost during the 9/11 attacks. Now you got TSA, you got all these other extra checks, facial recognitions, and all this extra shit, and they deem it as safety. This is making you safe. Really, you're losing rights, and they're having more control and more surveillance over you. So the Real ID is supposed to be for security. Like, you got all this extra security. They talking about the scams, this and that. They got this star in the right-hand corner. And as far as if you're able to, it lasts 8 years. So the Real ID stays valid for 8 years. I'm even like, why do we got to keep updating our fucking ID? I'm the same person that I was 8 years. Well, not the same person, but I'm the same person. I'm not a new person after 8 years. Like, oh, my name changed or no shit like that. So that's even like a money grab. Like you said, every 8 years, they want you to redo it. But they really running this narrative that is stopping like terrorists or, how can I put this? Which is crazy because we had the immigration thing going on where they were letting them come in and vote without ID. Like, right, all of this shit. But we got to have a real fucking ID.
You don't need
because the first ID wasn't good enough. But you don't need ID to vote.
You
go
don't
ahead
need
vote.
ID to vote. But all of a sudden, we want this right. I'm telling
exactly,
you,
that
this
shit was crazy.
Is just a money grab. That is it. And I don't understand how you can pass a law that says if you don't get this certain ID, California citizens can't get on an airplane. To me, that sounds like you making this motherfucker into a prison or something. Because you're telling me if I don't want to get this ID that you're requiring, see, the airlines determine what type of identification you need to get on an airplane. Now, it's Patriot Act all over again, which was already deemed to be unconstitutional. This is just Gavin Newsom and his cronies in Sacramento. They figured out a way to hit niggas' pockets.
Right, and it's like California keep making things worse and worse to live in Cali. And it's crazy to what you just said, like people can fly in with no problem and without having an ID. You're not going to stop them at the airport when they get off the plane and say, hey, nah, go back. You need your ID. So they making it worse for us in a sense. But then it's people like, it just make me crazy that people never question none of this stuff and we just run and go do it. Hey, by May 7th, you need to have this or else this is going to happen. Because what would they really do if nobody went and got them and the airlines wasn't moving? You know what I'm saying? That'd be a big dent on their money grab and it'll fuck off everything that they're trying to do. And nine times out of 10, they would just probably just be like, man, your ID is good.
Is it not nationwide?
No.
Every state does not require a real ID. But what they're saying, because people are asking the questions that y'all are asking, well, what happens if I don't have it and I want to come to LAX or whatever the case? My state don't require it. So they're saying your air travel may be delayed. Being delayed is spending more time in security. So what happens is, if you're flying without a real ID as of May 7th, according to TSA's Real ID landing page, in the event you arrive at the airport without acceptable identification, whether lost, stolen, or otherwise, you may still be allowed to fly. The TSA officer may ask you to complete an identity verification process, which includes collecting information such as your name, current address, to confirm your identity. If your identity is confirmed, you'll be allowed to enter the screening checkpoint where you may be subject to additional screening. You will not be allowed to enter the security checkpoint if you choose to not provide acceptable identification. You decline to cooperate with the identity verification process or your identity cannot be confirmed. So now you got to go through all this extra security clearance check, and they got to really, okay, this is him. Now you go through even more security. So basically, they're going to make it so hard for you, you're just going to break down and comply and just get
But to me, it sounds like they gather information. It sounds like they're doing the same thing they already do. When you walk through and show your passport, they're checking all your information. It might get scanned. You do the facial recognition and all that. It's still the same process. Only thing they might do is have you give me some other identification and add it up and say it's you or not. That's the only thing they're doing. It's going to be the same process as going through the checkpoints, in my opinion, I think.
The state of California needs to be sued. People, don't give them your money. Don't bail them out of the excessive waste. Don't give them more money to steal. Get you a passport. Oh, only about 7% of African Americans got a passport anyway. This is the perfect time to get you a passport. Play the game with them. Screw them over too. You get a passport, your money goes to the federal government. And guess what? They can't reject that passport. So yeah, go ahead and keep getting hosed for money every couple of years, because this will only get worse. I was in Nairobi, Kenya. They did the same thing. That's how I know what this is about. In Nairobi, Kenya, they owe a bunch of money to China. China came up on their loans like, we want our money. The president said, oh, everybody in the country has to register. What does that mean? People are registered. They have IDs. They got to re-register. Guess what? It costs to re-register. But he wanted them to register so he could find out exactly how many people were in the country so they could tax their ass to get money to pay back China. They do this shit in like third world countries.
Hold on. Let me interject real quick, because I don't want us to sound like dumbasses. So as of May 7th, all states must comply with the Real ID Act.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So all states will have to comply. So your ass ain't flying out of nowhere without a Real ID.
Okay.
Or passport, all states.
All right, debunk everything I just said then.
This
but,
one,
anyway, you know what I'm saying? But to go back,
that was my point.
Go back to what Ruckus said. Get your passport, and your passport is more valid than 8 years. You got at least 10 out the passport. So that's even better than just getting an ID regardless. Like you said, it's a money grab. You're going to spend some money, go spend some money on a passport. It's valid with everything.
Let me tell you this. Let me give you some game on the passport too. The passport don't got your address on it. So if you ever want to show somebody your identification, like, hey, I'm good with this, but you don't want just any old average Joe who could be a serial killer to have your fucking address, I pull that passport out with a quickness. You can know my name. You can know who I am, but I'm not about to tell you where the fuck I'm living at,
right,
where I'm laying my fucking head every night. Mm-hmm. That passport is crucial. If you have one, you know. But yeah, I advise people, it's harder to lose too, because it's a damn
way
book.
Way bigger. Yeah.
It's way bigger. I advise people to use their passport, because I realize that too. I'm like, damn, if I give a nigga my ID at the grocery store, he know my address and all that.
Facts.
Motherfucker be a killer. So I start doing my passport, bro. Like,
you know, John Wick ass.
Yeah, everything like the movies.
Nobody looking for, you know what? They probably is looking for your ass on the wild shit you say online.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga ready to chip
when
your dumb ass.
When I became famous, no, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I be finding myself carrying my passport around because of Apple Pay. I almost never pull my wallet out anymore when I'm paying. Mm. So I got the habit of leaving my wallet in my gym bag or something. And I'd be like out at the club or something, the bar, like, fuck, left my wallet, but got my passport. So I just find myself carrying that shit even more.
I'd be more nervous to carry my passport around. I look at it more like of a serious document compared to my ID.
But they can't do nothing with it.
Nah, like I feel like going through the renewal process or getting another one is more strenuous than getting just their ID.
Shit, you can get a passport in one day in California.
You might
be able to get it quick, especially if you got a flight book.
Yeah, they got emergency ways to get it, all type of stuff. So it just depends on what day you really go.
Because mm-hmm. that's a trick I learned. They said, book your flight, and then you go down there with the flight dates
you
expedite your shit.
Mm-hmm. You can get it in one day, faster. You don't even got to have your flight stuff. It used to be like you had to show it. I got one. Went down there.
Just try to be one of the first people in line, because they do so many people that day.
But I heard they're also getting to the point where they're going to start accepting your IDs on like the app. So they're going to have the DMV or whatever your state is, the app where shit is legally uploaded. That's like where because I don't want to carry that shit around anywhere. Like
no
you said, fuck around, lose your passport or whatever. So some clubs or some bars or some restaurants, they will take a photo of it, or if you have your driver's license, they'll take a photo of the front and back. They'll let you in off of the photo.
The only reason they not doing it is because they got to figure out a way, because it'll kill a lot of jobs. So when something provide a lot of jobs, they hesitate to move it all digital. But eventually it will be all digital. It'll just gonna be on your phone. Like, oh, just upload this, download this state approved app, mm-hmm. and then you could just plug everything like a California state wallet or something.
All right, tinfoil hat game, put your hats on.
Oh, God.
I was reading this, right? And it made perfect sense to me. It says testosterone levels are directly tied to the compliance levels of men. So if we look at society now, there's already scientific studies proving that testosterone levels are down, damn near 50%, 37, 40%. So if you look at men in the past, they look totally different than men now. Men now are staying looking young for forever. You look at the good times and shit, the dad and the pops, they was like 23 or something, looking 50. You look at any old bodybuilders pictures, these niggas be like 19, looking grown as hell. The reason that the light bulb went off in my head, because if you notice, soy is almost in everything that you eat now. If you look at the boxes, soy is in it. Soy builds up the estrogen in your body, right? That's why you see a lot of guys got man boobs now, right? Or they got the, what they call that, the glyco, whatever they call it.
Gyno.
Yeah, right? Because of all the high estrogen levels that is in the food. Not only that, all the water and everything is in the plastic. So you're ingesting high levels of plastic, which is also affecting your testosterone levels. So to me, it's being weaponized to keep men compliant. Because you always see the memes like, oh, we went to war over a 2% tax. We getting taxed at over 50% in California and everybody just still scrolling. Men don't have that umph in them anymore or that testosterone level to make them want to rebel. Like the real ID thing you were saying, like, why the fuck we all even taking this? Everything they say do, we just say, yes, sir, do.
Yeah.
But it's tied to testosterone levels. It's a lot of soy boys in society now. So nobody will essentially fight back the powers that be, where in the past you used to have a lot of fucking revolts that they don't really tell you about, like the Gullah Gullah Wars. They just think, oh, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. They don't tell you, nigga, the slaves was whooping feet, was putting belt to ass to the point where they had to come to the meeting table and go, we might got to end this shit and enslave them a different way. So what y'all think about that shit?
I feel like it's true, but to a certain degree it's not, because like, our parents was going for whatever as well. And I think they had more testosterone probably than us. They had cleaner foods, more natural foods and things like that. They didn't have as much technology, blue light. But if they were told to do something by the government or something was implemented, I feel like they would have just done it as well, because that's who's over them. So I know there's a lot of more soy boys now for sure, right? Like testosterone's definitely down and you can see that. But I think that for the most part, human beings are controlled anyway.
But I agree to what you're saying. Testosterone levels is down, because even if you have a little energy or aggressive demeanor about yourself, they deem us as like, that's bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what's wrong with him? But naturally, men are supposed to have high testosterone, high energy, and things like that. And we think about rebels. What rebels do we have in today's society? Besides niggas like Ye that they despise. You know what I'm saying? We had rebels back then. If we go back, I always like to use the Panthers, when these niggas came to bear arms and did certain things, when they had that aggression to rebel against something, they had to find a way to go around that. They were scared of those type of men. When we had the Malcolm X's, the Marcus Garvey's, all these people that had that rebel in them, now what rebels do we have in today's world? Besides niggas we see all these gay ass niggas, whatever, in Hollywood and stuff like that. Because I be forgetting if I can say that or not. You know what I'm saying? We see niggas that's putting on dresses and stuff like that. When has that ever became cool? Everything gets to transition and we try to normalize it. Niggas wearing purses. That shit is not cool. Niggas putting on skirts. That shit was not cool. When was that happening? Yeah, you had the drags. And it was small amounts of it. But real men would have been on men about doing that. Now it's just like, he's living in his truth.
Right.
But not knowing he's over there getting buck break, whatever it was. And now we're making this cool and normalizing it. Gay cartoons, all this stuff is just weird. And there's nothing against y'all community. But as men, we don't need to be presenting that out to the world. Do what you do in secret. And other than that, live your life. But the testosterone levels is low as hell. That's why niggas is not in shape. This is why a majority of men do not work out. Them niggas used to get pumped up off of just working out. Like you said, 16, them niggas was looking like they was 30. Grown as hell, arms this big. So it's like, I don't know. In today's world, it is true. They're finding ways to keep that down. You know what I'm saying?
Because if you look at the correlation of, let's say, the gay population is skyrocketed. So a lot of people just are noting that to, oh, it's acceptable now. Living in your truth is cool. It's a good thing. But nobody's looking at Well, testosterone levels are plummeting. And as they plummet, more men are becoming homosexual. Because when the testosterone levels were sky high, you didn't have this rate of homosexuality going on. It always was gay people throughout history. But the numbers were never this high. So it's like it has to be a direct correlation. And why is soy in everything? Why is soy in everything? Like, really, I look at the label. I try to buy all soy-free products. It is hard as hell to go to the grocery store, find anything down to your protein bars. That's why I stopped eating a lot of the protein bars. Them shits is packed with soy. Packed. A lot of that shit is hard to find shit without soy in it.
Sodium too. A lot of too much sodium, really.
Yeah, the sodium be sky high, but man, it's getting spooky. They say it's a conspiracy, but if you look at it, we blindly comply with everything. I could never imagine a COVID shutdown happening 60 years ago.
No.
70 years ago, when men was like men. Like before women were working, I couldn't see that happening. They telling the men, you got to stay in the house on a curfew. I couldn't see that shit happening.
Dude, they even correlate like soy or like testosterone levels to like your voting. They're like, if you look at dudes who vote liberal, Democrat, they have low testosterone levels. It's a scientific study. Honestly, we know it's true because like, think about it. Go lift weights. Go lift some heavy weights. You're going to start feeling like you're ready to rip somebody's damn head off because it's going to spike your testosterone up.
Boosted immediately. Hell yeah. Yeah,
facts. You know, I get in there and I throw a 545 or something. I'm walking out of that gym like, I wish a motherfucker would say something.
Even that pump is different.
Even the pump got your mind. Like, when I was younger in high school, I had to check. A coach told me about that. It's like, when you start lifting that heavy weight and getting big and shit, it's like, if mess with your hormones. And he was like, it make you more aggressive. And I know it. Look at locker rooms and stuff. Dudes be fighting and stuff. But so we know that testosterone does affect aggressiveness. We know that it affects like compliance, whether you're willing to go along with something or be like, hell no, I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at bodybuilders, they take things that mess with their hormones, steroids, and then they have roid rage. So I agree with you. I believe it. I believe that there is a concerted effort. I believe there's an effort to make people gay, and it's tied into that because it just don't make no damn sense how many of these young boys are just so like sexually like malleable. They don't have no like line as to what they'll do. They're like, I'll be gay today, and I have a crush on this girl tomorrow.
Like even look at companies, bro. Like notice who they promote. It's either usually a woman, because you know they're gonna comply off the dribble. Or it's like the soft guy in the company. It's never the super masculine, assertive guy because he's the type that's going to be giving pushback when upstairs sends some shit down and he like, this don't make no sense. This low-key fucking the guys over. Why are we doing this?
Right.
Like, hold on, man. The rule books say this. They get the guy that, hey, this out of my hands. I'm just doing my job. And they just going to do whatever to move up the ladder. Like, really, go to your job and now, look at all the higher-ups.
Even think about that psychologically, like you said. So you might have 30 men that's testosterone is up, but then you got this feminine man that's ahead of them in a position to where you either going to force them to comply and become like him to hopefully get to that position, or you just going to be out of a job at some point. Because 9 times out of 10, niggas don't want to listen to that type of man. You know what I'm saying? If it's a man that carries himself a certain way, respected a certain way, you're going to be able to manage more of a whole of people that's looking at you respectable as they look at themselves. So I think that comes into play, like you said, also. So it's in corporate. It's everywhere now. We see it on TV too much. We see it in movies. You see it in commercials. It's like they're forcibly pushing this on us over and over. But people don't think it's affecting them, but it is. It affects you in the bedroom, too. You can't handle your woman right, nigga. She's handling you.
Bro,
you
know ED, what I'm saying? ED levels are up sky high in the youth. You got kids 20 talking about going to get honey packs and gas station pills, rhinos.
Man.
Like, they can't use it without it. And they in the peak of their prime. Like, you supposed to wake up.
You supposed to be able to wear backs out, nigga, all night.
You supposed to just be able to wake up and just go fuck 100 bitches off the dribble.
And you know something wrong with your testosterone if you don't wake up and your wood is not at least something. You know what I mean?
If you don't got more than wood, for sure.
If 9 times out of 10, something's wrong with your body. It's not functioning right. And you get natural testosterone spreading through your body when you work out. This is why we encourage working out so much. Whether you're doing small 30-minute workout, anything, do some squats or something else, and I guarantee
you're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, no, honestly, like me, I've been eating more like Mediterranean diet, but you getting like a lot of like goat meat. I've been eating the salmon with the salad and all that stuff. Really trying to like cut out carbs, right?
Right.
When you eating like that, you be horny as hell. Like the more lean you eat, the more you laugh at you.
But listen, hey, but, I know, but you looked and laughed
like junk, like fast food, burgers.
I think you're confusing protein with carbs
and all that shit. You feel like you be like, look, you be like, sex is optional. I could do it, but I ain't gotta do it. But start eating like a bunch of meat and shit, like steaks and stuff. You gonna be like, you gonna be raging. You gonna be telling your girl, get your ass over here. I'm trying to do something. You could tell the difference. Like, especially I think when you get older, you're more sensitive to it.
Kali done turned on you that fast.
No, I just listened to what you said.
Nah, you looked at Cut when he said he cutting out carbs out his diet and started laughing.
When you fat, you always on some type of like trying to do some little dietary.
Cut said, you know, vegetables and like protein and shit ain't the carb you're supposed to be cutting out.
Oh, whatever.
Like, you cutting the wrong carbs, nigga. You cutting the good carbs out.
I just try to not get so much bread.
Because it's good carbs and bad carbs, right? Yeah. Like, people don't know. When I hear people say I'm cutting carbs, like, nigga, you need the good carbs.
I'm talking about, like, simple carbs.
Like, the empty type. Yeah.
Complex carb, like
that. You know what's fucked up? When you go to foreign countries, that shit don't fuck with you.
No.
The bread, the pasta, everything they tell us not to eat. You go over there and eat and lose weight. Nigga go to Italy or something, eat pizza, eat pasta, and be losing weight.
Yes,
that shit crazy.
Fat people in Italy.
One key thing, though, I learned about going to different places, though, their portions is
smaller.
Way smaller. I done got stuff that I'm looking like, damn, what is this? Like, a nigga, I never finna get full, but you eat it, but it's just enough for you. Where you're not hungry or you're not full. You're not feeling bloated. Like I said before, the more I eat, the more lazy I feel. Mm-hmm. When you just eat just enough, it's good. I'm like, damn, maybe I'm eating too much in America. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's another key point. And I realize in every other place I've been, and then a lot of the stuff that they do it for you, like not eating pork, not eating certain, go to certain places, they don't even serve it. You can't go find it nowhere.
Nowhere, yeah.
You can't, they're forcing you not to eat it. So that shows me that they care about their people more so in that sense. Like, people that can't control their eating habits, you won't even have a habit, nigga. Like we said, the chips and shit, nigga, is way different.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's in it, the gummies is different. Nigga, it's just different.
Well, also, when you go on vacation, you do things that you won't do at home. Like, if you on vacation, you're not really driving. You getting an Uber here, Uber there. And if something is within a mile or two, you're like, fuck it, let's just walk over there. Well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's me. When I'm at home, I'm driving every fucking where. I'm not walking nowhere. When I'm on vacation, I'm like, I walk down there to the little whatever. Because why? I don't feel like calling an Uber and waiting and all that. Let's just walk. So it's at the end of the day, I think it's your habits. And that's what really plays in. Because this motherfucker's getting ripped and in great shape in America, eating the bullshit we got.
Nah, it's true. That's true.
You said as well.
Niggas
though,
drinking 40s and smoking cigarettes getting ripped up, bro.
Something that you said is important, though, is in most places like overseas, it's more community-based, meaning like you can find everything within a mile. It's a 2-mile walk. Whereas in America, you have to get in your car and drive 10, 15 minutes to the store, to the gym, to the coffee shop. Like, you go somewhere like Paris or Italy, you can literally walk down the street, go to the coffee shop. Next, you know, a couple blocks down is grocery store, restaurant, and your hotel is right there as well. Where in America, it's not really like that where we live. Like, even though we're going over there to be tourists, that's where people live their everyday lives. Whereas in where we are right now, you got to take your car out your garage and you got to go drive to get to what you need to get to for necessities. Other places, everything is more in the direct community.
And also, when you're in America, you doing everything like within the scope of like you're the main stuff you got to do, right? Mm-hmm. So like, say you on vacation, you don't got to go to work. So when you get up, your whole itinerary is just doing a little bullshit, right? Go to the store, I'm gonna go here, grab this. Well, when you at home, I got to go to work. But when I go to work, when on the way back, I'm going to stop at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to stop to drop this package off. I'm going to stop doing... When you on vacation, you go like, oh, I'm going to walk to go get food. I'm gonna walk to go see this or see that. So I get it, because some people might think like, well, when I'm at home, I live close to things, I could walk. Yeah, but you're doing those things in the context or in the scope of like, I got other things. Yeah, right. They get added on to the things that I do have to drive to. Mm-hmm. So I end up driving there as well. Because I live three blocks away from like three grocery stores. I still drive my car because why? Hey, when you're on your way back, can you pick up this?
But who finna carry all them groceries anyway?
Nah, facts.
But even on top of that, even on top of that, regardless, us out here, we overdo shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We overindulge in food. We overindulge in a lot of stuff. Out in different places, you don't really run into obese people. Right. Like, you look for them. Like, you run into one nigga, they looking at that person crazy. Like, you something is wrong with you. Out here, that's all you see. You see slop everywhere. So, yeah, it's a little different.
No, dude. No. Bro, I was in
Africa. Feeling offensive. I'm not even talking about you. I'm speaking to general. Kevin start grabbing
you
his stomach.
You see slop everywhere.
No, listen, you start grabbing his stomach.
Kevin's last example.
I would like this. Like, this is an example of slop. I agree with you.
I guarantee you cut bread.
Man, it's the thing.
Cut out bread for 4 months.
Yeah, I'll be slim.
Cut out bread for 4 months. Your stomach could do a drastic change.
They be saying you buffing the fucking comedy.
Listen, it's totally fine. I'm never going to get offended over that. Look, if I was that offended, I would lose weight, right? But here's the thing. Though I was in Africa, right? What really made me realize we go crazy on the portions, nigga, I'm at this restaurant. I'm like ordering. And to us, me and the homies, it's not a lot. You know, it's an American-sized meal. So there's two ladies at the table next to us, and they laughing. And so then my friend look over and say, why are y'all laughing? They're like, my friend was just like laughing at how much food y'all was ordering. And then we were like, what you mean? They were like, you guys ordered enough food to feed like five people for like 3 days in this country. And we didn't realize like, damn, you know what? When we look at the portion size, when we go to the little shops and huts that they give, you're right. We're eating what they would survive on for 2-3 days. In one sitting, bro.
Right, we
the sugars too. The sugars, if people don't know, when you eat sugar, which is sugars within everything in America, even chips, everything that actually
they
makes
have
your
sugar in the meat
makes
say.
Your stomach expand to be able to eat more.
Sugar's
a
drug, too.
Yeah. So a lot of things in other places don't have that much sugar. That's why probably you feel satiated as well, or not, because we're so used to having those sugars. But over there, it's a lack of that, so they can eat meat, vegetables, some slight carbs, and feel satiated because of the lack of sugar within the
food. Let me tell you the cold part. Go to Africa, everybody teeth white as a motherfucker. No cavities, nothing. I looked, you see people, they smiling and stuff. So I look at people's teeth, like in third world countries. Bro, they don't consume as much sugar as we do.
Yeah.
So they understand, like, we don't got money to be, like, going to the dentist and shit. They brush their teeth, white-ass teeth. I don't know about other continents and stuff, but when I go to Kenya, everybody teeth white as hell, like and like strong. I'm like, dude, I kind of felt a little like, damn, I shit ain't got no cavities. I even got cavities. But it's like, sometimes I feel like they don't have access to it, and that ends up being like a blessing for them. Like,
yeah, but I be seeing a lot of people talking about we ain't supposed to brush our teeth because it takes off the what's that
enamel
stuff called?
Enamel.
Yeah, enamel. Yeah. So they say we do too much.
Cause of the enamel.
No, I didn't say that. I repeated what y'all said.
The animal.
This nigga crazy. God is hard trying to get a viral moment on the nigga. This nigga wild. But I was seeing people say they just use certain things. Even people out here, I done seen like, oh, I ain't brushed my teeth in 20 years. And
Mike
sometimes
Tyson said that.
Sometimes I just use maybe peroxide or some different things where they just really just washing their mouth
out.
Yeah.
Not brushing is crazy.
It is. But
yeah, that's absurd.
That.
But I be using the... what's the
some people even use oil.
The oil pulling.
Coconut oil.
Yeah,
that's
coconut
what I use.
Oil, yeah.
Coconut oil make your teeth white as fuck. Because you're not supposed to use the fluoride, right? That shit calcifies your third eye and makes you dumb, lower your IQ. But the problem is the toothpaste without the fluoride doesn't make your teeth white. So that's why you need something else, like coconut oil. You can use the oil pulling mouthwashes.
Baking soda.
Swig for like, the old home remedy. Baking soda, a little salt. That shit get your shit right. That's what my dad, he still use that shit to this day.
It's crazy though, because the coconut oil you can use for so many different things. I remember this white boy was eating it. Nigga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100
I'm
uses.
Like, damn, nigga.
He got like 101 uses.
Niggas thought he was crazy, but that's when you know what products is good for you when you use stuff like that, when you can use it for more than one thing.
Right.
Now, y'all seen those videos of like the animals where they'll put like a plate that they'll serve to a human and they put in front of an animal, a cub, pick up everything in the plate, smell it, and throw that shit. Like nothing in that plate is real.
Nah, for sure. And even sometimes with Mocha, I done seen her. Nigga try to give her something. She like, when she ignore it, I know like, nigga, that shit ain't no good.
Yeah, this
like,
shit yeah, bullshit. This some bullshit. Cause they not gonna eat no fake shit. They'll smell it, walk the fuck away. That shit wild.
Well, guess what? We got the information.
Well, this is another one. It seemed like y'all up out of here.
Yeah, I know. Niggas cooked.
Niggas ain't got no
topics. Hey, because that debate took everything out of everybody.
Nuts, but, man.
Nah, but before we get out of here, this is something that I've noticed. The line of respect between people is blurred due to the content. So I want to know what's y'all takes on how to get that line back. We're, to the point where if you demand your respect, people call you sensitive. So people have this notion that trolling now has no limits. So even if somebody disrespects you in real life, as long as they call it trolling, we should chalk it up and be acceptable of it. Like those prank videos. We see dudes slapping the shit out of dudes like, hey, I ain't with that prank shit. Leave me alone. They think saying, hey, buddy, it's a camera over there. It's cool. Like, nigga, you just slap cut in the back of his head, dump a bucket of water on him, all kind of shit.
You know that nigga got put in the basket for that shit?
Yeah, this nigga talking about, it's a camera over there. Like, people really don't understand respect, and you will get vilified for standing on your boundaries. Like, look, bro, this is my boundary. Don't cross it. It's consequences to crossing certain boundaries. Now you're labeled as sensitive for basically just standing on your self-respect.
Real world reactions. I mean, and we need people who are giving real world reactions to not crumble under popular opinion. To me, that's the only way it's going to change. So if niggas is out here trolling, you pull up on niggas and you check them, and whatever happens, happens. You can't then go and fall back on that because there's a million people telling you, hey, you shouldn't have did that, or hey, you're sensitive. Because to be honest, that is the only way that we're going to get back to a point where it's like, you can't talk a certain way, you can't act a certain way just because there's this barrier of technology. This is real life. So we need people to keep reacting in real life situations, pulling up on niggas, whatever it is, talking to niggas man to man, you know what I mean? And really getting that understanding and not giving a fuck about the 100 basement warriors that are saying, hey, what you did is wrong. Fuck them niggas.
Basement
just keep,
warriors, crazy.
Just keep standing on what principle. And that is really the only way that we can beat that out to me in return order, you know what I mean, when it comes to respect.
Yeah, I just never got with it of just certain, it's for certain people, it ain't for me really, but just the content, I understand like some people, they have their agreements of, oh, we gonna do this, we gonna do that, and we're pushing this narrative about this. It's like some lines be crossed too much to the point where it's going to be what it's going to be for that person, whoever demands they respect and choose to do that. I just never knew in this day and age when so many so-called real niggas started doing fake shit. Mm. We can blur it and call it what you want, but it's fake shit. You making fake content, and this is all this up to be just for likes and views and for clout. That ain't real shit to me. It is what it is. If it works for you, hey, whatever floats your boat. But for me, that shit is just different. It's different, especially for people that's actively or you have some ties to the streets, because a lot of those things turn different. It's like we say the same thing. People gonna do what they choose to do. Hollywood is taking big portions of what the blueprint is supposed to be instead of people designing their own blueprint of how things should go, in my opinion. So I don't see it stopping. I don't see it coming to a halt. You know what I mean? Because now the lines between real and fake, you don't know. And people don't care about what's real and fake. Majority of people just want to be entertained, and that's where it's going to stay at. You just got to go find what you're looking for at this point.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man. I think niggas be trying to test niggas, and then when you confront them, they try to say, oh, that was just content, or I was just trolling. Like, with the prank shit, pranks are pranks, whatever. Just goofy dudes. Hopefully you don't get your ass killed doing that. But I feel like in the space of, like, commentary, like, the podcast space, especially, like, even that shit happened with that nigga T-Rail and all the niggas that y'all was arguing and stuff, I was paying attention to that. Y'all, you good, nigga. I would have been ready to knock that nigga out, dog, for real. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. And that's why I don't even reach out to deal with them dudes and stuff like that, because you're not gonna say shit about me on the internet, and then I'm gonna see you, and then you're gonna try to say, oh, I would, no, nigga, I don't play that. They might play in L.A. like that. But I don't play like that, because I feel like a nigga, you ever been in, like, when you was in high school and shit, a nigga try to do some bullshit, and then you'd be like, hey, bro, and he'd be like, bro, I was just playing.
Yeah, I know, when shit get real, then it's I'm just playing.
Yeah, a nigga will try to test you and then try to dissipate your anger by saying, oh, I was just playing, bro.
But if he could have marked you out, he would have marked you out in front of everybody.
If you would have fell for it or got marked out, Bro would have talked to people about it for centuries. Hey, yeah, that nigga this, that bitch ass nigga this. Because that's how niggas talk when they're behind your back. So with me, it's like, bro, don't even play with me like that. You're not, I remember when I'm in jiu-jitsu years ago, I didn't have that attitude, but I had been around that environment so much. So I would walk up to my professor, Brazilian dude, and I'm making fun of somebody who's in our class. I'm like, da 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 da, and I'm laughing, right? And another dude started laughing. My professor looked at me and was like, why would you want to make fun of your friend like that? And I felt stupid. Like, why would I do that? Because people who really fucking with you, they're not going to try to test you like that. They're not going to try to troll you like that.
I understand the content lane a little more, yeah. But I just think, like, the line should be drawn when it's overly disrespectful. Now, if you're just shooting jokes, that's different. That's nothing from you shooting on me about what I'm wearing or certain stuff like that. Like, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You grow up doing that. Get tougher skin. Yeah. But when it's blatantly like this is you disrespecting grown men and you talking crazy as fuck and then saying it's cool, it's like, when has this became cool? Why are we making it cool? And people can say, yeah, this is how I do things or this is the way media works. But it's like, that's not the way media always works.
I'm taking it past content, though. What I'm seeing it spill over to real life, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Because people see us and they like, oh, these niggas trying to be tough or they over tough or they fake tough. And it's like, I'm even getting to the point where I'm starting to realize people just don't see how real men operate anymore. There was a time where your dad, if he came over, or you went to your boy house and his pops had his homies over. It was a certain way you kind of automatically fell into respect them. You felt the energy like, we can't play with these niggas. We not even to try to play with these niggas. Now, it's like kids are coming there, trolling them, and then like say they reacted how a normal man would react, they gonna vilify him like, oh, you taking shit too far. Why you always trying to be so tough? Like, no, this is just the way men normally act. Like a man, you know what I'm saying? This is how a man normally acts. Imagine trying to troll your grandpa or something and like, oh, I'm just playing. Like, what?
Yeah.
Your grandpa ready to break your ass down. Nigga, he's been part of the Panthers and all kind of shit. So it's just, it's a weird space that the world is in now where men aren't allowed to be men.
I think a lot of times too, a lot of people might not admit, but we see a lot of things coming out of Adam's playbook. You know what I mean? And he's created these scenarios of bringing gang members.
Market for it.
Yes, a market. And not even just a market, but bring one set, bring the enemy set. And then niggas looking at, well, that's cool now. This is in now. This is what you can do. Have him go in here. You talk about this man. Talk about this man. And it's just content. When we make content, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I know drama sells like sex sells. But at the same time, at what limit do you do that? And some people don't have no limits. And then people shouldn't be at fault if it's ever consequences about that. Not saying, because you control so many people, but it might be that one person that don't go for that. You know what I'm saying? So you just tread lightly, but people feel like what they do is working, and it probably is. But like, I'm not going to come out the window and just troll you for nothing.
Like,
I was finished. I'm not going to come out trolling. Like, I feel like if I create content, the way I'm choosing to create content and what I'm choosing to do is not that route, and it works for people. People are in the spaces where it works, but I just think in real life, them things can spill over. And me seeing further down the line enough to understand, you got to understand yourself too. If you in that lane and you cool with that, then be cool with that. But if you're just doing it for the bag and that's it, then that's your route.
Go ahead.
I just want to let them know it's not just content. Cause they're gonna be like, oh, they back on Fig. And no, I'm not talking about Fig. I'm clarifying for the viewers because he brought up the T-Row thing, and I know they're gonna clip like, they going in on back on Fig. I thought they was cool.
I'm just letting y'all know
I'm seeing a correlation between real life and content. It started with the content, now it's spilling over to real life where respect lines are disappearing. And if you stand up on your boundaries, you're being deemed, oh, you sensitive.
Right.
Oh, it's toxic masculinity. It's all these bad things other than, no, this dude just about his respect.
But even to say for us,
my bad, Ruckus. But look, because this is what I want to say, though. But even it gets to a point, it's like we the lotus on the totem pole when it comes to like African or black men or what we want to say. So where does it come when y'all troll these other people?
Right.
We only trolling each other in a sense. You know what I'm saying? And the more we troll each other And then we're mad when these other races disrespect us. We're mad when everybody else has no respect for us, when we have zero respect for each other. At the end of the day, it's bigger than just content, because they're looking at us like they're the goofies of the culture. Not just the culture, but world. Of society. Mm-hmm. Yes. They're the goofies. We play on them. They've been the goofies getting smacked around. They've been the goofies getting lynched. They've been the goofies getting fucked over. These niggas, this the box we're going to keep them in. And then we do it to ourselves,
and
in a sense.
And that's where you can see where niggas get trained by white supremacy. Like, this is acceptable for me to do this to a black person, but I know I could never get away with doing it to a white person. Prime example, when niggas was trying to get on you about the gay stuff, saying, oh, he's homophobic. But then y'all was basically abusing this nigga DeJohn to the point where he didn't even want to be on the show with y'all no more. So y'all was homophobic
keep bringing it back.
You keep going back to them. Yeah,
But I'm just using that as an example, though. Y'all was homophobic. I'm just using an example of how somebody will do the exact fucking thing they're accusing you of doing, but then try to vilify you for doing it. That's the world we live in. The world we live in is, if you crash out, bro, you overreacted. But then that same person crash out, oh, but you got to understand, it's different when it's me.
Selective.
Right.
And that's what this internet thing creates. It creates, it desensitizes people to the legitimate reactions and concerns of others, but then they operate in hypocrisy, because if they react to something, they'll justify it. Bro, you're just watching me on the internet. I'm still a person. I still have a life. You can't just like disrespect my family and tell me I overreacted, because if I came and disrespected your family, you would have the same reaction or worse. So it's a lot of that rules for thee, but not for me type shit.
Bro made the perfect point, though, because that's where I was going with the conversation of, out of every race, black men are the only race who the men are expected not to expect respect, right, and not to impose their will to get respect. So we are looked at as not to be respected by the kids, not to be respected by our women, and definitely not to be respected by no other race. And the second that we demand the respect, it's all these, oh man, he's a thug, they're aggressive, it's this, it's, everything is bad when we just demand the simplest thing, respect. Like every other man, we're looked at as, you should be disrespected and you should like it and you should take it. Because like you said, given our history, that's been the history painted. The black man at the bottom, disrespected beyond measures, beyond words, nigga, to the point where they respect our women more than us now. And they look at the women to not respect you, because it's an old saying, oh, respect is earned. No, respect is given by you imposing over and over and over predictability. So like, take gravity, for example. You respect gravity. Why? Because gravity is predictable. Because you know, if you go to the tallest building or you go to a certain height and you jump, you can predict gravity is going to make your ass hit the ground. Right. And you know that ground is going to hurt or kill you. You know that, so you respect it. So with people, it's the same thing. That's why authority, they have rules in place and consequences. And relentlessly, you break a rule, it's a consequence. You know you do a crime, get arrested, what's going to happen? I'm going to jail. You know that. So you're going to respect the officers when they come around. You're not going to be doing crime when police pull up on the scene, because you're not going to be able to talk your way out of it. Oh, man, just this one time. No, they taking your ass to jail every single time.
I think respect.
So it got to be the same with us.
But it's crazy.
The consequence got to be the same.
But it's crazy because, and I hate to always go back to this, like when you walk prison yards or you go in certain environments where you know it can get critical or you know it could be something, niggas is hella respectful and you nice as hell. I'm talking about to the point, excuse me, is that yours? I'm talking about where you don't want to walk through a table the wrong way, mm-hmm, to where every man you greeting and leading like that. And I've adopted that somewhat. I don't care who you are or what you choose to do. I'm going to lead you with respect, but it's the opposite spectrum also. Because if you disrespect them, then I'm going to have 100% disrespect on that, right, end too. So it's like, nah, but I'm going to respect you first. Because at the end of the day, you do got to give it to receive it. You're not going to blatantly just, I'm going to come disrespect you and you're going to respect me.
But there's like, so no. many. But yeah. there's
that's
so many.
The predictability, though.
Yeah. I think from a world perspective too, though, like, it's been a long time since we have demanded respect in a certain type of way.
Right.
I feel like now a lot of it is a lot of emotional reactions, crashing out, violence, which again, that's always on the other foot. But I feel like there was a point in time where we could mix that with the intelligence, with the sensibility, with the bravado and the look of we're intelligent beings that are out here who we can flip that switch, but we could also sit in these boardrooms. We could also educate our people. We can also be a pillar for the community, where I feel like now the only thing that we're really speaking on, and when it comes to respect, is there's violence on the other end if you don't. And I feel like that's what we've shown each other within our community. We don't necessarily have respectable, which we do, but it's few far in between of respectable Black men that can have the aggressiveness, but also have the intelligence, because one without the other is just not, it's not going to cut it. So we got a lot of aggressive niggas that's willing to jump and do whatever, but they can't really sit up there and be to par with niggas that are intelligent. So then it's like, all you have to offer for respect or to get respect to me is the violence aspect, which isn't the only part of it.
I just think with the internet, there's no rule book. Like, you have laws in hand in real society. You have laws in the streets. You have even universal laws. I just think with the internet, people look at that, it's like, it's just the internet. There is no rule book for it. So there is no consequence of, besides people talking about you. And that's where people, I think, looks at it differently, in a sense, like, there is no rules for the internet. We can do what we want on here. I ain't doing nothing but talking.
Right.
I'm not, you know what I mean? Is that really that bad? Yeah.
But your example was basically what I was saying about the predictability in prison. You know, hey, if I go use a certain phone, if I go sit at a certain table, I can predict the reaction. It's going to cause a riot. It's going to cause a race riot. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to get stabbed. So to avoid that, the respect line is there, because y'all both know the consequences of crossing that respect. What happens is every time you turn the other cheek, you look the other way, you make an exception, your respect starts to weaken.
Right.
Because people be afraid of people not liking them, losing friendships, like, just, you know, all type of shit that really in the grand scheme of things don't matter. So you will sacrifice your own respect to make somebody else comfortable. We don't. This is why we get a lot of hate. Like, oh, these niggas over tough. It's predictability. You can predict. You come at us a certain way, it's going to be a reaction a certain way, and it's going to be the same across the board, no matter who you are, no matter your fame level, your money level, no matter your rep in the hood, nothing. It's going to be the same. That's how you garner respect. They're like, these niggas don't pick and choose.
Right.
You come at them a certain way, it's going to be a reaction no matter who you are. That's where the respect is given. It's like your kids. They break a rule. It should be a consequence. The second you stop giving them consequences, now they start breaking more rules, because they know, oh, mom probably going to feel sad, give me the phone back. Dad going to feel sad, give me the allowance anyway. They said I'm on punishment for a week, but after a day, they feel sad, let me go back outside. Now your respect is gone. They don't give a fuck. They walking all over you now.
And once it's gone, they're going to keep taking it, see how further they can take it.
But you guys are the perfect example of garnering respect from my point, because it's like, not that you guys would never, you know, put hands or feet on niggas, but you've been able to garner respect. When a certain nigga takes a certain place, you niggas have been able to keep it content, not calling out hoods and sets and doing the extra things. You guys have been able to keep it aggressive, but also intelligent, where it's like you're still able to garner respect without just crashing out, which I feel like is somewhere that we need to get. Crashing out at some point in time is going to be something that niggas might have to do. You know what I mean? If it comes down to that. But you guys are examples to me, in my opinion, of being able to show and garner respect without that side of it, which in our culture at this point in time is hard to do. So if you're not crashing out, if you're not, niggas like, what? I feel like in our culture, that's looked at as you turned the other cheek, but you guys have been able, and again, in my opinion, have been able to do it without taking it to that level where it still garners respect, which is something that we need.
Yeah, it's just crazy because us as Black people, we at a point, and they might look at it as weak or something else, but like we just said before, not to regurgitate the same thing, we're quick to disrespect each other. That's regular. Like, niggas feel that way. You grow up in the streets, you're beefing with Black people, you're doing certain things. It's like, people don't look at it in a bigger picture. People feel like we can coexist, but we can't. Or I want to be bigger than you, so I'm going to demean you or do something different, in a sense to where we'll never have the unity that we're looking for. It's down there to a point where it's like, you got to just let that shit go. Build with who you build with and tread your own lane and lead by example, in a sense, because most people ain't going to get it. If it's working for them now, a lot of things was working for people that they thought was going to work forever. And we see them in a bind, in a box where it's ugly. Everything fell apart so quick. And that's what people fail to realize, that as quick as you can get up there or be up there, it's about staying up there. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of niggas can get to a point and you don't pay attention to the curve that's where things are turning, and you run into a dead end and you smack a wall and it's over. And then you fall, like you just said, from a building and it's a wrap. Yeah. Because people are not seeing that. You're not paying attention to the times that's transcending. You're stuck. It's like a person, like, if I'm hitting licks, I'm thinking I'm going to get away with everyone until that day come where that shit don't work no more. It's not fail-proof.
Relentless predictability. Remember that. That's how you gain respect. All of that is earned. You could do the nicest shit for people over and over. They'll start to step on you and take your kindness for weakness.
Right.
Listen, 50 studies what I'm saying. You notice 50 got a pattern, and it's relentless. You know for a fact, you do something to cross 50, he's on your ass relentlessly.
For eternity.
No matter who you are, it's up for eternity. That's why people respect him, because they're like, this nigga don't play. You can't even be a friend of his op, or he on your ass. Like, you already know the consequence to it. It's like black men, we got to stand on shit relentlessly. No matter who don't like us, no matter who feel away when we come around, eventually that respect is going to be there, though. Fuck being liked, because they could like you all day and be walking all over you all fucking day, disrespecting you all day. Hey, but I like you, bro.
Why would you want to be around people like that anyway?
Not even, you know what I'm saying? Even deeper than that, they can love you and still fuck you over.
Yeah,
I love you. Nigga, that ain't love, nigga. It ain't love without respect. If you ain't respect them, you can't love
them. They love you because they can't fuck you over.
Yeah.
Impose your will to gain your respect, bro. Period. Share, like, subscribe to the channel. It's been another one, not that other one. Y'all know the deal. Y'all know the vibes. Talk to him, man. Flash me and I'm out.
Viral way or no way, man.
We out of here, man. Viral way.
What y'all got lined up for today?
Ain't no handouts. I did it from the ground up. In the streets, thuggin' hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga. Watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too. And you a lame, though. You niggas ain't outside. Yeah, we came through. You want your lights up? We put you on the shack.